Thanks for dropping by. Come on in. Yeah, that's a very old doorbell, probably from the 50s or so. My grandmother had a really similar one when I was growing up, so even though it's, I don't know, it doesn't really match the decor of the room, I kept it because it's for nostalgic purposes. I just got back from the grocery store. I'm putting some things away, but want to join me in the kitchen to chat? Okay. Your mother called me a few weeks ago about her trip, and she said you'd be holding down the fort for the week while she's out. I know we haven't had a ton of interaction since you moved here this year, but and yes, you're busy with school and your jobs. Oh, yeah? Oh, you're headed off in a few weeks? Oh, college, it's so much fun. Time sure does go by fast. That's all I'll say. You're gonna have a blast there. Hey, before you leave, I'm glad we could get on the same page. Can you just put this big bag of dog food on the top of the fridge for me? Your pal Sheila, well, I wasn't blessed in the height or muscles department like you, so thank you. If you need anything else at all, I'm just a text, phone call, or a quick drop-in away. Another day, another dinner. Making the perfect fried eggs requires three things. It requires a hot pan, plenty of butter, and a steady hand so that you don't crack the egg yolk. So, let's get this pan on top of here. All right, so this will take a minute or so to just heat up. I use a cast iron skillet. So then eggs. I got some fresh eggs from the grocery store. And butter, of course. I should have probably gathered these things first, but you know. Okay, so you can tell if the pan is hot enough. Little pro tip here. If you put a little water on your hand and then just kind of just like flick it into the... There you go. If you hear that sizzling sound, you know the pan is hot enough. All right. Here's the egg. The pan is warm. The dollop of butter is slowly melting, so go ahead and crack it, silly. There you go. You'll have about 45 seconds on each side to cook. That was good form. Don't get your egg junk on me. That's like, go throw it away. Oh my goodness. I don't need your egg yolk on me. Go wash your hands, sir. I can't believe you don't know how to fry an egg. I mean, I'm more than happy to give you these tips. You'll need these life skills. I can see that I may need to look in on you more often and help you out, young man. I'm almost like your second mom. Yes, I am. Okay, go ahead and call me mommy then. I see how it is. I may be giving you some additional chores then if I'm your mommy. You know George is never around, and that lawn could use some mowing, or those hedges some trimming. Okay, now flip the egg over, we're almost ready to plate them. Yeah. Okay. Good job. Okay, I think, check it out. What do you think? I think it's done? Okay. And there we go. Let's sit down and have some eggs. Now that you've watched me do mine, and I've watched you do yours, I think you're going to be a pro at this. This is a really good egg. I know I shouldn't eat and talk. This is really good though. Son, the yolks are perfectly runny, although my face is nearly covered in yolk and crumbs. What are you doing? Did you just swipe egg yolk off the corner of my mouth and taste it? I bet it tasted like a lipstick egg then. Maybe you could sell that recipe to Gordon Ramsay and make big bucks. did I like you cleaning my face off like that? Bold question, young man. Yes, I kind of did. You are such a good son. Okay, go do those dishes. Mommy may need to give you instructions on that task as well. Okay, fine, I can help you. We'll do it together. Don't squirt me with this water. Don't you dare. You're getting it everywhere. This is not how you get a dish done. I think you got pretty much all over the front of your shirt. I can get you a shirt from upstairs. George is a little bigger than you, but here, let's go. A good mommy takes care of her son, even when he splashes both of us. I guess I got a lot on me too. Let's see here. Okay, some polos, some... Oh, your shirt is off. Okay, that's... You're a very thorough son, I must say. There's this shirt, not sure if you want to put it on quite yet. My son looks very, very nice as he stands there. And yes, I suppose I am soaked. Would you like to help mommy take off this very soaked dress? Well, now I'm just vulnerable in my underwear and panties. Son, I think you are very happy to see me. I'm guessing that bulge is not from something in your pocket. Well, I am your mommy. So, take off your pants. Yes, we will make sure you get fully dressed. Would you like to hug me? Just a quick hug. That feels nice, doesn't it? You're such a good boy. Would you like to kiss mommy's neck? That feels good, doesn't it? We probably should put our clothes back on. Okay, yeah, you don't want to let go of me, I see. It's kind of hard to put clothes on when you have your hands wrapped around my waist and you're pulling me in to that very large bulge that you have and kind of grinding it against me. You're very good to your mommy, aren't you? You know that she's lonely. She needs just a little affection from her son. And we are alone here after all, so you are just taking care of me, aren't you? just, you may look at my breasts. Sadly, I wasn't able to feed you with these, but if you would like to, I guess I don't really need to ask you, you're already on them. Giving them nice little kiss and a lick. Oh God. Oh my fucking God. You are a very good son, aren't you? Oh, yeah, take both of them. Yeah, just push them together like that. Push the cleavage together. Look in between them. Good. That's good. That's very good. Oh. Yeah, I'll sit on the couch for you. How do you want me to sit? Yeah, I've always liked the placement of this little couch in my bedroom. It's just big enough where I can spread my legs a little. You can see and have full access to Mommy's very hard nipples and my shaved legs. And I know I'm still wearing underwear, but I mean, I suppose I could pull them to the side while you... Oh my God. Yeah, I'm already wet. You know, just Mommy's reaction to her little boy. So interesting, you just kneeling in front of me with your fingers just like teasing the outside of my body. I like that you haven't taken my underwear off and my tits are just hanging out of my bra. You know, your fingers are very soft. You want me to get completely naked for you? Okay, you can take my panties down. And you can Oh dear, I suppose this is quite the sight. I don't know if you feel comfortable seeing your mommy without any clothes on. And I will say I do quite like seeing you with just that bulge. Oh. Yeah, lay me down. Your fingers feel so good. They feel so good. Yeah, keep touching me like that. Keep touching me like that. Yeah. Take your cock and just press it on the outside like you're doing. I guess I don't really need to tell you this. Oh, fuck. You have your hands everywhere. I like you holding me. Like holding my thighs apart like that. You're such a big boy. Oh fuck. Yeah, I don't think we can do that. Very slow. Yeah, I'm your mommy. Yeah, fuck your mommy. Oh yeah. Oh, so good. Hey, will you do me a favor and mommy wants to come with her baby. Will you? Oh, you want to come for mommy? Mommy's so close. All that teasing that you did earlier. Mommy's so close. I'll let you come. I'll come for you. Yeah, I'll fucking come for you. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, baby. Fucking. Fuck me, I'm coming for you. Oh, my God. I can, like, feel you. I can feel you squirting your hot cum deep inside me. We're such a mess. Yeah, you can keep thrusting into me as you calm down. Oh, such a good boy. Yeah. It's kind of backwards, I think, that we haven't even kissed. I suppose it's a little unconventional, the whole thing. Oh, fuck. I'm a sweaty mess. So are you. You know, we have those dishes that still need to be done, sir. I think my baby boy needs to maybe go take care of that while I put some clothes on. I think you can do that for me. Okay. I'll be downstairs in a minute or two. Just clean up a little. Hey. That was really nice. Thanks, baby.
This is a fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. Script and performance by Vegetable Manager 45. Hey friends, this is, again, a few days after the fact, because I was commissioned to this audio by a listener who obviously has a neighbor Sheila and something for her. It was lovely. It was fun to make. I wrote a script. I did it. It was really fun. Okay, so like, I'm acting weird, but that's because I'm like a slightly and I know I don't want to make these about me being like randomly having an edible at nighttime, but I did. It happened. Here I am. And you know what else though? I don't know. I'm whispering. I haven't had sex in a week. Like, my husband hasn't had sex with me in a week. And I'm like really fucking horny. I'm so horny. Like, some of you guys send me dick pics, so that's good. Thank you for that. But damn. It's different, right? Like, touching yourself is different than like having someone inside you or you being inside someone. It's different. So, I'm going to try to seduce him tonight. That's what I mean. I'm going to try to get laid by my husband. I don't know if it will work. It does not usually. More than likely, I'll just come back to my bed and use a vibrator or something, or my own trusty two hands. Okay, wish me luck. Bye.